This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, this old lady laid into me when I was flying back to the upstate on an airplane because I opened up her overhead compartment where she was hiding nothing. She was actually saving that because her husband was going to bring her bags and put them there.
You know what? I bet she's the same type of person that hops out and stands in an open parking spot so that her husband drives around and comes over to
it. Could be. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But boy, she laid into me.
That's wrong.
Yeah, I'll hit you.
Well, and I learned something new about Tori. When it comes to the overhead compartments and bringing your baggage onto airplanes, she is like not...
Almost mental.
I think so, because she doesn't believe. She wants to get away with that.
I like to call it passionate. Thank you very much.
But Tori's idea is to just take it away from everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, so we sit and hold our luggage the whole time.
You check it in like the rest of us.
No, because
that's stupid.
Because it won't get to your destination until 2 days later.
What? First off, depending on where I'm going and how I'm going to be there, a lot of times I will check a bag and bring on my carry-on and my personal item.
I do have some rules I do want to share with you guys, okay? Because I think it's important for Tori to hear some of these.
And I will tell you that y'all are flying some nice flights because I've taken several now where you pay for even an overhead bag.
Yeah,
you get a carry personal item and the rest of it you pay
for. I've never paid for
the try Spirit or Frontier.
I wouldn't fly those if they paid me to.
They do pay you to. It's like $200 for a flight that's $600 on anyone else.
So Tori was talking about the people that stand up while, like, in... How about the person, and I remember the movie Due Date with Robert Downey Jr. and Zach Galifianakis or whatever.
You nailed that.
Where he's putting his luggage up over and his big belly's like right there in Robert Downey Jr.'s face. Like, there ain't nothing like that when some guy's over you and his belly's right there trying to shove that baggage in.
Or even worse, you're on the other side of him, and he's got his butt all up in your face.
Okay.
Just look out the window, people.
I have to deal with this when I travel. I really don't want to deal with it right now, too.
Okay. Unfortunately, I have no rules when it comes to overhead to baggage or compartments.
What do you mean you don't have any rules?
Well, I don't have any of the rules. They didn't even mention that here.
Well, we can't add one now. Don't act like it's your whole compartment by yourself.
Well, and don't put two bags up there. You got one bag. That's the rules.
What? What rules?
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
They said one overhead compartment, one bag in the overhead compartment.
What? See, this is what I'm talking about. That's why we should just abolish them all because we can't even agree and it's just four of us.
It's very simple. The rules are, as they are in nature and all of mankind, first come, first serve. You find a way to get there first, it's yours. Now, you can't be just calling it. You got to put the bag in there. But if you got two bags and you get them in there, there ain't nobody taking them out.
Well, that no one says anything. It says one bag overhead and one underneath the seat. That's the rules.
I don't know. I don't know. But I do know that I have had friends that before they boarded the plane, they'll give them a red ticket and set their luggage right there outside the plane.
If there's
and
not enough room. Yeah.
So it'll be there when they get back. It's not checked. It is checked, but it's checked, you know, as you're boarding the plane, not when you check in at the
ticket.
Right,
so they don't have as much chance to lose.
All right. I got a bunch of these. Let's fight some more. Can you recline your seat? 88% of the people say yes, but a third say only for a long-haul flight or a red-eye flight.
I'm sorry.
If it's a short flight, like 37 minutes from here to Atlanta, you can't recline your seat.
They engineered it to be reclinable. Mm-hmm. That's made that way, and so I recline it.
I will take it back just a tad so it's not sitting straight up. But I don't think they should go any further than that.
If you look at the way they recline, they're literally designed not to mess the other person up.
I'll lean that thing back and be in someone's lap and be like, oh, you got some bats in the cave.
I got my shoes on the chair in front of me.
Okay.
I'm like tickling their hair and their feet.
The people have spoken. The answer is here. 88% say it's yes on the long haul trips.
But if I'm watching the TV screen on the back of their seat and it's in my lap, I'm not going to be able to see my screen. You better raise your seat
that
up.
Way.
Let's argue some more.
Just tell me what you're watching. I'll put it on my screen. I'll lay in your lap and we'll watch it together.
Oh. Let's cuddle up with a snuggie. Does the person in the middle seat get both armrests?
Yes.
Yes.
57% of the people say no.
What?
They have to share too.
No, they're stuck in the crappy seat. They get to have the armrest.
The people have spoken.
But that's the thing. If they share, what if they're sharing with the aisle seat and the window seat at the same time? And they get zero armrests.
And yeah, and at that point, too, the aisle person's getting two friggin' armrests.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, I'll take the window. I always get window seat, and you can have that.
Yes,
the people have spoken.
Good person.
Moving
Kato.
On to fight some more. Can you take your shoes off on an airplane?
No.
Yes, you can.
56% of people say no.
No.
44% say yes, so it's kind of a toss-up. But
it is not a toss-up.
76% of people agree your socks should always stay on.
Unless you don't have them.
Yeah, a lot of people wear sandals and flip-flops because of taking them off at the airport.
Yep. Stinky feet. But,
my feet don't stink. I washed them that morning.
Speaking of smell, can you bring smelly food on a plane?
No.
Yeah.
92% of the people say...
No.
No.
But the truth is you still can.
Top three foods people say you should never bring on board. Canned fish, hard-boiled eggs, Kato that brings in that every morning here on the show.
I wouldn't check it on a flight. I like those people.
And a full rack of ribs.
What?
Yeah. Ribs don't smell bad. They're just messy.
Yeah.
But have you ever brought food on I brought Burger King one time.
I brought burgers many times.
You could smell the flame-broiled burger throughout the... And you tell everybody going, God, something smells good in here.
55% say no crunchy foods, Tom.
Nope.
That's a no-no because you're crunching right next to your neighbor.
They hand out crunchy foods.
True.
Pretzels are all over planes.
But you wait and you eat that one little bag. You don't eat a whole big
always
bag
ask
of cheese
for extra
balls.
Bags.
Yeah, plus you're eating it together, so you're all crunching.
Yeah.
Versus
I'm gonna
just
be honest,
one guy.
My cheese balls are my carry-on.
All right.
They're like, is that going to fit under the seat in front of you, sir? I'm like, I've done with it before then.
Couple more, we'll wrap up here. Do you do your nails on an airplane?
No.
Yeah, paint your fingernails.
No. Turbulence.
92%. Okay. That's not the reason. 92% think you should actually not do your nails because of the smell.
The smell of the...
it's
the,
like flammable or something.
You're fine.
In fact, you probably not even allowed to bring the polish.
Don't even clip your nails on an airplane.
I
know you're looking
that.
For things to do.
You can't take nail clippers on, I don't think.
Can you laugh loudly while watching a movie?
Of course.
58% of the people say no. Chuckles are the only thing acceptable when you're on a plane flight. But most of the time, people, you have on headset and the other people don't. So you're laughing out loud.
Okay. Get over it.
I think I screamed on one time because I was watching a scary movie and something jumped out. I'm like,
Now that's funny.
And everybody my friend laughs. She looked at me. She goes, oh my God, you just yelled out. Like, I was scared.
And then babies on a plane, one in four wish it would never be allowed to have babies on a plane.
I've never had an issue. One time I got on a plane, the baby was crying behind us, but then we never heard it again. Actually, never saw the baby again.
Yeah.
They made a movie about snakes on a plane, which was scary, but babies on a plane, even scarier if they want to make a movie about that.
I really think they should be able to use the overhead bins for babies.
Why not?
Oh.
If they start crying, put that baby up there.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Tori and I were talking earlier, and she shared an interesting article with me this morning.
Okay.
And I thought it was very unusual. It's not something I would have normally brought up because I have more taste than this. But since she was the one to point it out to me, I reevaluated and thought maybe it's not as tacky as I thought. This is in the New York Post, and it's a discussion about the Goldilocks zone of pooping.
For the record, I told you because I thought you would be interested.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think this is something we're all interested in.
Well, she was interested in it, and she thought I would be interested in it, so that's half of us.
I'm just saying about Goldilocks, it was either too hot, too cold.
Just right.
Just right.
Or so there you go. I think we know what the Goldilocks zone is.
Too hard, too soft.
Oh, Hawk. We were fine without that.
Well, I'm talking about the porridge in the beds, Tom, and the Goldilocks story, the three bears.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
which bear does it look like? Is it Mama Bear?
Okay, that was a good description until now of what we're dealing with. They say if you are pooping once or twice a day, congratulations, you're in the Goldilocks zone. This is from the researchers at the Institute for Systems Biology say a fiber-rich diet, adequate hydration, and regular exercise are the key to that sweet spot. And they say also how often you go to the bathroom influences your health now and in the future.
Okay, then I'm in the Waldo zone because I'm like, where's Waldo?
What does that mean?
That's not good.
I don't do it twice a day. That's just, I mean, that would be...
Okay, well, it says once or twice a day.
I don't do it once a day. So I'm sometimes I'll skip a day.
Shut up.
Oh, my goodness.
You're like a woman.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Huh? What?
I know women that go once a week.
Yeah, yeah.
I've known women who go once a month.
Wow.
And I'm like, where exactly is? Are your eyes brown? Because I'm curious.
I know a girl who needs to get her gut checked.
No, you're in the Goldilocks zone.
You're just like Tom.
You really are. I mean, like, when you brought it up, I'm like,
that's why.
I don't even know why he's judging if it's like, oh, it's okay for me to talk about because me and Tori agree on this pooping conversation.
That was a private conversation because he talks about his.
Yes.
Situation all the time.
So y'all need to stay out of this.
He has IBS, though. Bless his
heart. Well, I've had it somewhat managed recently, and I will tell you another thing. Since I caught diabetes, I've had to change some of my snacks. Mm. And I eat a lot of Cheerios now because they are one of the low-sugar options for me to snack on.
Ah.
Cheerios are like magic.
Yeah, they're healthy.
You eat Cheerios, fiber... Mm-hmm. You're going to the bathroom soon after.
They taste like cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
I know. That's what makes poop is cardboard.
And I don't think I get enough fiber in my diet.
Well, that's the thing. I've started eating Cheerios and also popcorn is big now because diabetics can eat a fair amount of popcorn. And I'm aware of every kernel.
Mm. Oh, dear. Well, but there are also two different types of fiber. There's one that makes things flow and there's one that stops. It up a little bit.
So, right.
You feel uncomfortable talking about
a little bit,
it now? Because you didn't earlier.
I know. Well, we're in it now.
Yeah. It's like, why do you pull back now?
Yeah.
Because other people are listening.
I wasn't aware there was a good and bad fiber. I thought fiber is generally good.
No. Yeah. Well, no. There's no such thing as bad, but there are two different kinds, and they act differently in your body.
So before diabetes, you were like Humpty Dumpty. And it was broken, right?
Well, I wasn't like Humpty Dumpty. I didn't fall off the wall and fall into pieces. I just was like running to the bathroom every time at the
last second. Humpty Dumpty, you know.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wow. I just got it.
Now you're in the Goldilocks zone. You are in the Goldilocks zone. Tori,
most of the time.
Don't you even bring me into this.
You're in the Goldilocks zone.
I'm a lady.
She was literally in the Goldilocks zone 5 minutes ago.
Kato?
Probably
once a day?
Little Red Riding Hood zone.
What is that?
I don't know
what
that means. I'm just trying to come up with something else.
Bad wolf?
More than once a day. Sometimes more than twice.
Really? You go three times a day?
Kato, if I ate, I went. If I ate, I went for a long time in my life.
Mine's at least, why are we?
I know.
I mean, after I get up in the mornings, before I go to bed at night, and I got to go now, so hurry this up.
You know, and you see it online, Dr. Oz, talks about the Acapulco diver and all that stuff. and what, you know, about what things should look like when you go to the restroom.
Let's not go this far.
There is like a whole study about that.
Yes. I mean, that's, I mean, Tom, you're doing something good here.
No, you guys have actually embarrassed me now.
No, I mean, this is healthy. I'm like, it's because people need to know if it looks right or wrong in the different kind of colors.
We do not discuss that. It is not necessary.
Are they floating, sinking?
Talking about how many is entirely different than the sickness that you two have decided to
do. I found out that I'm different than you guys. One of these things is not like the other.
You are. That is
and
different.
And it's me because
it was Cato too.
Well, I thought, I'm shocked at Tori too. She
what
took your place, Hawk.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything.
I'm the only girl on the show.
Well.
Are we done? I gotta go.
Yeah. We are, we won't get into the whole microbiomes and all of the prebiotics and stuff too.
We just encourage listeners to do your research to make sure you're staying healthy.
And I would like to do a survey. Feel free to text in anonymously and just how many times do you go a day? I'm just kind of curious just to see, you know, what the upstate. Because, I mean, I feel like I'm abnormal now and I've got to boost up my rating.
Yeah, I think you need insoluble fibers, Hawk. I've been doing a little research for you.
I think he needs a sock stuffed in his mouth and maybe other places, too.
I don't know. He doesn't need that. He needs the opposite.
I won't be able to go for a year then, Tom.
Like one of them dogs.
Yeah. Okay.
Stuff hanging out in the back.
We'll be quiet.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So let me just ask you a standard conversational question, but how many times in your life have you had a discussion with a serial killer?
I don't think any.
I know a serial hoarder.
That's different.
I don't think I have.
I mean, he was a little weird, but.
Yeah.
I have had contact with someone who has killed someone else.
What?
But it wasn't a serial killer situation.
Right. Me
it's
too.
Like 6 degrees of separation there?
Yeah. No, it was, 1 degree.
Yeah. It's been many years ago, and that happened after I had talked.
Same for me.
We knew somebody that accidentally killed somebody, Tom.
I knew someone who purposely killed someone.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, hanging out with some interesting folks.
And I know someone who's thought about it in the past.
Well, I know. I am someone who's thought about it in the past. My situation was in the news here at the time, but one of my neighbors, two houses down, he ended up killing his girlfriend at what was a Bilo grocery store.
With a screwdriver, right?
No, a shotgun.
No. We don't. Honestly.
He seemed like a nice enough guy. He used to come over when I'd change the oil in my Corvette and hang out, and then apparently he had a falling out and a love situation and just, you know, snapped. And it was when it happened, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, that guy seemed like a nice guy, like they always say. I would have never, now we weren't like best friends, but he'd come over and I'd change the oil. We'd talk about cars. It shocked me, totally shocked me. Never would have thought that in a million years. But they say that 1 out of 5 people have probably interacted with a serial killer at some time in their life and not known it. You think about all the different people that you talk to in the world, it's very possible you have said, excuse me, as you were walking into a place.
Oh,
or
that's right.
You've walked up to a cash register, or they've come up to your cash register and checked out, and you had no idea that this person was a serial killer.
Well, I don't know if they're getting like duct tape and a tarp and
shovel.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
That's just sick. You're a sick person.
Gotcha. Why are you buying all these items now together?
We did that for Torture Tuesday.
Yeah, we did.
We've had Cato do two things like that.
Yeah.
We did near Halloween. He went and bought apples and razor blades, which was funny.
That was funny, yeah.
And he's also gone and bought duct tape, tarp, shovel, a couple of, I think a club or something to beat someone over the head with.
Yeah. And I love watching the Dateline type shows because I like the mysteries like that. And 9 times out of 10, it's because they have a receipt from Walmart for buying these things.
Or they've Googled it.
Yep. Those are
exactly.
Yeah. So with Cato, it was interesting because the register people almost never did a thing about it. Like even one point whenever he was buying the Halloween stuff, the girl behind him in line is like, are you going to sell him that? And they're like,
yes.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do. He's buying. Cato was acting all cool about it. Yeah, I just got to shave a lot.
Yeah. Cashier's going like, some of these garbage bags work really well. It's a shovel that worked well.
Yeah. Well,
oh my goodness.
The thing about it is they say serial killers are people who kill multiple people over periods of time like months and years. And as opposed to mass murderers who kill a lot of people at once, that means that they probably interact with a lot of people normally throughout their lives quite a bit. And so there is a chance, a pretty good chance, 1 in 5, that you may have actually interacted with one.
I'm going to be a lot nicer today.
That's exactly.
When somebody cuts me off, okay, go right ahead there.
Exactly.
You don't know what they're thinking.
Don't know who you're running into. Yeah. That might get a little angry at you and follow you home.
They say an armed society is a polite society.
I got two arms. Yeah.
So you have, mine are bare today.
If everyone was carrying pistols on their hips like in the cowboy days, you're a lot less likely to start smarting off to each other whenever someone bumps into someone.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking, all right, this could escalate really fast, so I'm just going to let it slide this time.
Wow.
But in this case, you need to kind of think more long term. Is that guy I bumped into at the store and I didn't say I'm sorry, are they waiting outside my house later tonight?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if this is just a terrible story to make me feel nervous at night, or if this is a great way for us all to maybe bring a little bit more cohesiveness to America, get rid of some of the division and treat each other better.
There you go.
Okay,
That's a positive spin.
There you go.
You are welcome.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom, for saving us again.
Yeah, what will we do without him?
Better say that nice.
Yeah, no.
That our flag was still there.
Ingrid Andress's drunk national anthem at the Home Run Derby was anything but a home run. Now hear the most out-of-tune celebrity sing our nation's hymn as it wasn't meant to be heard on America's Worst Anthems.
What so proudly we
horrible performance after horrible performance featuring Olympic champion Carl Lewis.
And the Rockets,
And I Can't Believe She Won a Grammy Award, Fergie.
Yeah. Oh, say,
it's a perilous fight for your ears to listen. And the only bombs bursting in air are the out-of-tune notes.
The bombs bursting in air.
It's America's Worst Anthems. You'll have to be brave to listen.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.